All right, honey, I had to redo it, honey. Okay, this is really powerful. Okay, go ahead, follow me at Aaron Fantasy Everywhere. Follow this podcast, okay, honey. Like it, leave a comment if I post this on any of my social media. And you can follow me on my social media, Aaron Fantasy. I just said that. Anywho, let me go ahead with the message, okay? I'm watching Joel Osteen's message here called Thank God Before the Promise. Thank God Before the Promise, okay? Just, you know what's weird? Like, that last message, it was kind of like the words of the title. It's point blank simple. This here is point blank simple. And this is a powerful, powerful tool that I'm putting into its own legs right here. Okay, this is super powerful. And this is big because it's so, you think it's small that it goes over your head. But this here sermon, right, it only got 44K views, but this is a really good one. I have to start practicing this. And I think this is going to help you when you're not seeing anything, where you're not getting anything. Okay, this will help revigorize, okay, your faith. Okay, and I needed this message. Oh, I needed this message. Okay, you got to basically... You got the, and I like how I'm doing this and putting it into my own words. And I practice this for a minute, and then I go into the how many dreamers you I need this. Thank you. You ask again and again, and you're in that. This is good. A asking vibration. I need this vibration. The complaining vibration. He brought up all of those. I just kind of shortened it for you. You're in this needy mode. Okay, my dreamers, you got to be in the, you know, when you ask, you need to already receive it and thank him. I think from that first prayer on, you need to be, thank you. That's good. I write my petitions and stuff like that. I teach the Bart Simpson method. You know, I burn candles and, you know, I'm highly spiritual and stuff like that. I'm going to start writing my petitions differently, starting off with thank you for it. And this is good. From when you ask on, it needs to be a spirit of gratitude. Okay. I'm teaching this because when you teach it, it doubles down in your brain, okay? Because you lose this, especially when you get the opposite thing. Especially when you get nothing. You're not getting anything. You're not seeing. Maybe you're going through some things, etc. Anything negative, it makes you lose sight and it makes you forget this. But this is a very powerful tool. Share this message. You see, he just did the sermon, but this is really, really powerful. Okay, let me give you about two or three years ago, I went to Lakewood Church and I had a prayer with this, you know, thick, you know, a chunky, you know, big girl, white lady. Okay. And I did a message called the fiery lady. Okay. She did a fiery prayer. Okay. I was talking about Miss Fiery Lady for like three messages many years ago. Okay. And I remember her to this day. I liked how she prayed. She sent it out. Thank you, Lord God. You know, she said, we come to you today. And she said the prayer of what you needed. And then she received it. Thank you, Lord God. She received it. I loved how that lady prayed. And I implemented that type of prayer for a long time. And then it's very intermittent. Okay. You know what I mean? But I still do that type of prayer. And I still remember how she prayed. She sent that out and she received it. Okay. She sent it out and we received it quickly. Okay. I loved how she prayed. Okay. She was, ooh, this is good. She was bold with it. Okay. She was bold. She did not like how she declared. She didn't come in neediness. She didn't come into asking. She just sent it out and she received it. And she said it boldly and confidently. Okay. My dreamers, you need to be like that. And what will help you because it's tough when you don't get it and you need it and you got a lack and everything. That's why you're asking and stuff like that. It's difficult to hold faith when you don't get it for a minute and you gotten a bad thing or negativity or nothing and stuff like that. My dreamers, I go back to this thanking. Go back into the spirit of gratitude and thanking him for, you know, what's supposed to be, what you're supposed to get. Okay, thank you. I just start changing things up. Thank you for this thing. Thank you for this person. Oh, this is the person I'm supposed to have right about now. Okay, thank you. I woke up with, before the message, I woke up. Thank you for this entity. Thank you for this person. Okay, God knows what specific person. Thank you for this person. Okay, my dreamers, you got to say thank you, not go back. I need this, going back. I need this, asking for the same thing over and over again, asking and pleading and complaining and crying over the same old thing. You'll see, don't come in that vibration. Do not come in that spirit. I think you need to switch that up and come into the thankfulness. I think it's easy too. Thank you for, rather than God, I need this again. You still haven't gave it to me. I need this. You see, come in thankfulness. Thank you for. Thank you for. Thank you for. Okay? So use this method, okay? It's point blank simple. I put it into my own words. I gave you the example, okay? How fire-related prayed and stuff. He basically was fire-related prayed, but when you did prayed it once, you need to be in the spirit of gratitude. Thanking him for it. It will help you. It will help you in your lives, especially when you're not seeing, when you're not getting. You can look at this. I'm be honest, this starting off kick of the year, I'm doing my part. It's hard, okay? I'm doing my practices and I'm not seeing anything, but I trust them. I trust them. I'm gonna continue doing my part until the Lord shows up, okay? You see, I'm continuing doing my part, okay? And I'm not seeing anything, but I'm thanking him, okay? I'm thanking that I have that. It's going to show up. It's going to reveal. Thank him for the healing before he done healed. Thank him for the person before it shows up. Thank him for the job before it comes. Thank him for whatever you want. And being, you got to stay in that gratitude. You got to stay in that thankfulness instead of feeling bad and complaining and asking again and the neediness spirit again. Need God or need this? Where you at? No, how about you say thank you for that thing that you're supposed to have? Okay, just thank him. Come thank you for instead of asking again, complaining, feeling bad, being depressed, being in the bed, crying. You see, thank him in advance for it. Okay. Stay in gratitude in the periods you're not seeing, you're not getting. Okay. Stay in the spirit of gratitude. That's what I received with Joel saying right today. And I needed to hear that again. Aaron, when you listen back to this message, my dreamers, when you're listening, when you're not getting and you're not already asked from there on, stay in gratitude. Bring it up and say thank you for that. That's what I did. It was a prayer from I was reminded, okay, because I was looking at the video just came up accidentally and everything. It reminded me of something from many years ago. It's supposed to have manifested, and I was so scared, and it was just not my timeness, and it was weird at the time. And it did not manifest. And that was one of the biggest regrets. One of the biggest regrets and stuff like that. I wasn't myself. I wasn't my full self at the time when it was there. So this is big. I got reminded of that in my head, okay, when this video popped up. And then Joel Osteen talking about the message. So this is big. I brought it up again. Thank you. And this good. It still hasn't manifested. It's still, it's been about, what, 10, 15 years or something like that in between my dreamers. I brought it up again. And normally, something that hasn't manifested like that, people be like, Lord, what happened? And no, they can go on and on like that. I said, thank you for what I wanted right there. Tenfold in the mind of Aaron. You know what that office situation was. Thank you, God, for that. Tenfold, okay, and I thanked him for it. It was liberating. It felt good. It felt like it happened, or I'm gonna get it. You see, I wasn't in that neediness anymore. I wasn't in that lack anymore. Thank you, God, for that. And I said tenfold, double for my trouble, because you know what's supposed to have happened there. You know what I wanted there, okay. Thank you, God, for giving me that tenfold here, now, ASAP, immediately. Look at me. I'm using it right now. Thank you for that. It's more confident. It's more bold. Aaron, this is how you need to pray. This is how you need to be. This thank you for. Thank you, God, for the right answers, the right actions, okay? Thank you for everything coming to me in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. That's how you need to pray. Thank you for, okay? This is a big, powerful tool that I'm going to use and I'm sharing. And I listened back to my message. Aaron, you need to be in this. This is how you need to speak to Spirit. This is how you need to speak to God and Jesus, okay? Thank you. Gratitude. This is good. I have on my wall, I am grateful, okay? But you need to start praying like that. Thankful. Not needy and, oh, I want. And blah, blah. He had a good example about Jesus. And she was like, I need. And he wasn't moving or whatever. So she got on her knees and worship and everything. And she came differently. Thank you so much for doing this. And he began to heal her daughter. My dreamers, you know, he made an example of Joel Steen's daughter and everything. She kept thanking him for the car and stuff. She didn't come in need. It made him want to get her the car because she was thankful for it. Okay. My dreamers, be thankful before you even get it. Be in the thankfulness, not in where you at. I need, oh my goodness. I'm going through, you know, in that lack spirit, that I need neediness. You see, I believe you're going to come off as needy in the world, okay? That's not that don't make people move, okay? But anywho, so I'm done with this message. Be in thankfulness. Pray thankfulness, like gratitude. Thank you for this. I'm going to start writing differently. You see, I'm going to start writing on stuff differently. I'm going to start saying and declaring stuff differently, okay? I did it. It was a weird thing, honey. Okay, this is good. I'm about to do a message. You can send the email, okay? You can write on the because it's a technology world. So I wrote what I wanted. Okay, thank you, God, for a blank. Anyway, so that is this message, okay? So pray like that. Thank you. Thank you. You know, you do it naturally. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you that the day is wonderful and great and stuff. You know, whatever you need, pray like that as well. Okay. And that's a better way. Okay. Anywho, that is this message. Hope you received it. Peace. All right, you guys. Okay, so I was going to make a new series called Up for 2024. I made an intro and everything, and they over there trying to put it on. You are the other half over there. And I'm like, that's not what I said. So anyways, I got this download, and I keep getting the download. So I'm going to make another series for these downloads like this. Okay? So you can check that out. As soon as I get that going, I'm going to put it out there, another series. And then after the series, we're going to go ahead and do singular messages, and you guys can check out the new messages coming periodically on that series right there. All right, anywho, that's the plan. So this message here is, All right, honey. It's a two-part message. Oh, I should have did that. I need to hurry up with this message. I need to call for a table. How much is the table? Just to get a reference point so I can make my decisions. My dream is you need to do all your actions before you make a decision. You know, do everything you need to do. Get all the information. Number one, get all your information before you make a decision. Now, here's the message. I was excited for this one. I may redo the message and then going up. That's going to be message number one. And they're going up for 2024, okay, series, all right? Because this is really, really big, really, really powerful. So, I seen the flyer, and I was like, oh, this is a good thing to go to and everything of the sort. And I thought of the entity that I wanted to go with and stuff like that. Yes. And I see the flyer and stuff like that. I didn't really look at the date. I was like, oh, Sunday. I'm available on Sunday and stuff like that. Whatever. So I cut it to entity and I was like, we can do that. And everything. They seem excited about the guests and stuff like that. Anywho, I thought it out and I thought it through. I was like, oh, it's going to be probably a lot of people. It's like I thought things out later. Okay. And, anywho, I was like, there'll be a lot of people. You got to call, like I said, I got to call and see how much a table it is and stuff like that. Or else you may be standing because it's going to be quite a bit of people. I didn't think of that and stuff. It's like I was visualizing that date and what is happening on that date. Okay, anywho, and seeing it through. All right. And then I was like, dang, on that date is also my brother's birthday. I could... It invited my brother and stuff. And then I was like, you know, it would be just me and him, and he has autism. And then the other one, it just wouldn't look good. It just wouldn't look good. I was like, I thought it through, and I was like, that's a no-go there. And then I was like, if the table is this much and then the food gonna be this much, the drinks and stuff, it's gonna cost you a pretty penny. And I owe people who say they don't have the money, can go. You know, say, if it doesn't make money, I don't do it. You know what I mean? You know that quote? If it doesn't make money, I don't do it. So I visualized it out in both scenarios, and it was just, why did you ask? I'm glad the person didn't respond, because I thought it through. And my dreamers, I want you to think things through before you ask. Think things through. Put in the negatives. See, this is good. I see myself at the table with my brother and another entity, and I was like, why are you thinking that? You see what I'm saying? If you was in my physical shoes, you will understand. I was like, you can't do that. And stuff like that. And then also, ooh, that's good. Think of yourself in that spot. And I was like, if I was in that scenario B, I would not be having any fun. Okay. And then also, I would not be excited because it's more of a straight bar. You see, it's not a bar or a lounge for me. Okay? The person, I was like, it's more for you and stuff like that. But it ain't for me. You see, but that person didn't respond, and it's more for her. But anywho, so I thought it through. Okay? I thought it through. Is this a no for me? My dreamers, and do what I did. Visualize it out before you make a decision, before you do things. You need to get all the, number one, get all the information and see yourself. This is good. It's good. If I decided to invite the brother and the other entity, that scenario B, that would have happened. And I would be in that spot, you see. And I would have spent money, and I'm like, ooh, and this is good. I can save myself. I done save myself the trouble way over here several days ahead of time. I thought myself to the Sunday, you see. I thought of the scenario A, okay? And I thought of scenario B, and I was like, it would just be best for me not to do anything, okay? Because I, even both scenarios, I would not have fun. I would be kind of uncomfortable. You know, you need to take yourself and put yourselves in that future situation. Do you see yourself doing it? How are you feeling in the future thing? How are you feeling with that future person? Okay? If you're feeling bad over here, you're going to feel bad over there in the future. You see, you need to see past things. Think things through. Look ahead. Look ahead. Think ahead when you're making a decision in the now. When you're about to do something in the now, you see, and you kind of on the fence, think ahead. When you are on the fence, think ahead. Think things through. You see how powerful this message is? It's like, you know, I saved myself the trouble on Sunday. You see, I saved myself the trouble on Sunday. All right, honey, because I looked ahead. This is good. Instead of texting the friend, I should have did my due diligence and see myself there first. You see, looked ahead, thought things through first before I even texted them. This is good. Maybe you need them to contribute. Maybe they're excited. Maybe they, you know, they make you want to do it. And I think that was the reason why, I was like, I'll just deal with it not being my place and doing it for her because I haven't seen her in a minute and stuff like that because she's going to make it fun, you see. But anywho, you got to think things through. You got to think these through, okay? Anywho. So that is this message. Look ahead. You see, you can save yourself the trouble and the problems and the stress in the now. You see, by looking ahead. See yourselves there. There's so many times when I've decided something and I didn't look ahead and stuff like that. And I'm sitting there, got to do this thing that I said I was going to do. You see, because, you know, I like to be real and honest and truthful. And I'm in this wrong place, not having a good time. And I was like, Aaron, you didn't think about it. You didn't see yourself in this position. You see, my dream must I declare to you. See yourselves in that position. Look ahead. Think things through. How is the scenario when it unfolds? What do you think? Put all the variables in place. The fears, the bad things, how whatever you don't want, whatever reservations you have. Maybe the money, the costs. Before you make a decision, you need to look ahead, okay? Look ahead. Any decision, kind of think it through, you see. This is good. This is why when I'm supposed to make a decision and stuff, my favorite thing is I think about it. But hurry quickly, think about it. Think things ahead and get back to them out of respect, okay? But I'll think about it. Think yourself there, you see. Visualize. Use your visualization. This is big because here's the interesting part. Visualize. Go ahead to that future thing and see. That's what I did. I see myself there in scenario A, you see. I see myself enjoying the person and maybe the food, but not the environment because it's not for me. And then I'll be kind of mad because I spent a lot of money. Then it's just them and I kind of want a group. Anywho, scenario B, I was like, I'm not going to give you that. It's just an awkward situation. And I understand it's the entity's birthday, but it's just a no. Okay. I know how I'll be feeling in that scenario B. My dream is do what I did. See yourselves in the scenario in that future thing you are thinking about doing. Think things out. Make a plan, okay? And think it out. Visualize that future thing. And then that's the decision. That's the moves you make here and now, okay? From point A to point B, you see, look at visualize the point B. Okay. How are you feeling? What you doing? What is happening? Okay. And that is this message. All right. Anywho, that's what I did. I looked ahead at both scenarios, and both of them didn't look good. So I was like, you know, we'll figure something else out. Okay. Anywho, that is this message. I hope you received it. Use this method. That's what I done did. Peace. But anyway, I'm going to take an action. Okay, if the tables are cheap, honey, I might have to. You see, that's another variable. But let me go ahead and do that action now. But anyway, the message is complete. Peace.